is a free service available for Hills-based residential aged care clients aiming to support their emotional well-being. Chief Executive at Community Living Australia, Mark Kalinski, joins me now to discuss. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you.
This program is slightly outside of your organisation's usual market of people with disability. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, normally we focus on people with disabilities. We're a not-for-profit organisation operating across the Murraylands Hills and the South Coast regions, or many regions in South Australia, in fact, but broader than that. But this one, we're actually partnering with an organisation called Community Options Australia, or COA, and it's a wellbeing in aged care program. So basically, we partner with this organisation to go into the different residential facilities and support older people who need a little bit of counselling support or have some concerns or stresses that they need to deal with.
Oh, right. And the aim is to just give them a boost, make them feel better emotionally and in terms of their mental well-being.
Absolutely. It really focuses on their mental well-being. As you know, it's not easy moving into a residential facility. There's lots of challenges. You know, I think of my 92-year-old mother. She still lives at home, and her goal is to stay at home for as long as she possibly can. And to leave the family home, my mother made the bricks of the house. Now, to leave that house would be a real challenge. But also, all of her memories are there. You know, my dad passed away in the house, and, all the family memories are there, and they feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. So dealing with those issues of having to leave home for whatever reason, because frailty does hit us all, can pose a lot of things. And it's also just the loss of the people around you. You know, often at that age or when you're reaching older age, you're starting to lose a lot of your friends and family members. So you feel awfully alone.
Mm. So this program,
it's good to have someone to talk to.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah, so it's about supporting that person. I hear that there was one particular woman who has really benefited from the program so far.
Absolutely. So I'll change her name so we don't identify her. But so I'll call her Marie. So basically, Marie was very independent, lived in her own home for many years. And she retired from a career that she loved and was very successful in. But she missed it, and it made her sad not to have that career behind her. So anyway, she actually had a fall at home and had to move out of her home, albeit on a temporary basis at first. Anyway, so she moved into the residential facility just to pick up her skills again. So she was worried about her health and her independence. You know, she thought, well, what happens if I fall again? You know, am I able to go back to my home? All of those sorts of things. So it was quite a challenge for her. But the team were able to, support her and give her some self-management strategies based on relaxation techniques. You know, when you start to analyse and when you've got time, you do overthink things. So those techniques progressive muscle relaxation, deep breathing exercises and meditation really helped her to move forward. And what happened is Marie started to really enjoy the sessions that with my staff, and it helped her to actually, there's six sessions, and she gained her confidence in her decision-making abilities again and started to look forward to being active and social within the residential facilities and making new friends there. So it really turned her whole perspective around for her.
Oh, I'm really glad to hear that. So who is eligible for the Wellbeing and Aged Care program, Mark?
Well, so basically anyone can refer. You have to live in a you have to be in a residential facility. So it's a program that's funded by Country SA PHN, which is basically Primary Health Network. It's for people that live in staying in a residential aged care facility or living in there. And basically anyone can refer. So it could be a family member that notices that their loved one is starting to struggle a little bit with different different issues, or the residential facility themselves. It could be a GP, or it could be the elderly person themselves that identified, look, I'm feeling a little bit down, I need to have a chat to someone.
Do they have to be specifically in the Adelaide Hills?
Oh, yes, sorry. Yeah, and it is, at this stage, it's a program focused on the Adelaide Hills. Hopefully it will roll out further, but it is the Adelaide Hills at this stage.
Oh, that sounds really interesting and very supportive. How can people find out more? Should they get in contact with Community Living Australia for more info?
Yeah, look, give us a call on 85365888 or visit our website by searching Community Living Australia on Google.
Oh, well, thank you so much for your time today, Mark Kalinske. Looking forward to having a chat with you again in a month.
It'd be great. Thank you, Jenny.